God has blessed me to be able to come and be with you this morning. My voice is a little ragged this morning, but that's all right too. God give it to me and he can take it away from me. And if it's his will, he can clear it up. But if not, I'm going to use it to the best of my ability this morning. I've not found anywhere where I can turn around and go back. I ain't found nowhere to quit. But I'm just keep pressing on. Been trying this for a long time now, seems like. And there's times, Brother Jennings, when I get up that I can't hardly tell nobody my own name. Scared to death. But this morning, I've come to worship God in spirit and in truth. And I come to worship with my brothers and sisters here at the Little Jewel Church. God give me a mind earlier in the week to come this way, and I'm glad that I'm here. And if I do anything at all today, I want to tell you about him and his goodness and what he's got in store for you if you'll love and serve him. He told me a long time ago, he come to me and began to work around my heart. But I began to say like this, Brother Fred, go back and come back at a more convenient time. There's things that I want to do. I want to enjoy my life for a while. And I thought I was really having a good time. But I didn't know what joy was until the Lord come into my life. And I read about a man in the Bible that had two sons. And the Bible says that this man was of great wealth, had a whole lot in this life. And those two boys came up to the time that they were of age. They could do as they wanted to do. And one of them come to his father, Brother Terry, and he said, Father, give me of my portion of goods that I might go into the land and enjoy life in my own words. And his father imparted to him, and the Bible says that this young man, he went into the city, squandered away all that he had on righteous living. Listening, all at once he found himself right down in the hog pen of life. And the Bible says that he would have eaten the very husk. Why the corn that he fed to the hogs there? But there was something that happened to that man. Listen, when I was very young, I couldn't wait until the time that I got old enough to where I could go into the bright light of the city. I desired that. But when I got there, I found no peace. It only lasted for a little while. But this young man went. He found himself down in the hog pen of life. The Bible says he came to his right mind there. And he realized what he was doing. And he began to say like this, back in my father's house, the servants there, they have bread and bread to spare. And I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to go back to my father, and he's gonna, and I'm gonna say unto him, I'm no more worthy to be your son, but just let me be a little servant in your house, and Brother Junior. And he had to get up and start on his way. And don't you know that the father was looking for him all the time. Listen today, our Heavenly Father, if you've not come to him, he's looking for you. He desires you to come. But when that little young man, his father looked away off, Brother Terry, he saw him coming, and the son didn't know what to expect. But when again. He got up to that little young man. I believe he fell right down in front of him. But his father reached out and got him and raised him up. Put his arm around his neck. And he kissed him. And he began to cry out, go kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a celebration. Man, I'm on my way to a celebration. Not here in this life, but over in Glory Land. But he said, bring a ring and put on his finger. Bring shoes for his feet. Put a robe on him. Listen, for the one that we thought he was dead, but he's alive. Listen, and the other boy, why that was there, he got a little angry. He come to his father, and he began to say, Father, I've been here all this time. I've worked in the field. I've done whatever you wanted me to do. But you never killed no calf. You never had no party for me. But he looked at him and he said, son, all that I have, it's yours. But your brother, whom we thought was dead, he's alive. Listen today. God's only son, whom they thought they'd got rid of when they killed him there on the cross. But that third and appointed morning, he come out of there. And Brother Junior, he's alive. And he's alive forevermore. If you want to be made alive, get up and begin to move. My voice won't last too long, but that's okay. This morning, we're looking for you. I told them yesterday, if you want to make the heavens rejoice, get up and say, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. And you can make the angels rejoice. Brother Jennings, I don't mean to get on your sermon, but there's a few little things here. Listen, we read of a man, a strange-looking man, Brother Fred, that come out of the wilderness. And he come down by the river one day, and as he began to come down, the Bible said that his meat was locusts and wild honey. He was girded about with camel's hair, a strange-looking man. And he was bringing something they hadn't heard before. He began to preach unto them, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven. Why is it hand? And you know what? The Bible says that there was many. A brother Junior come down unto him. And he did take them out and baptize them. And he said, I do indeed baptize you unto a repentance. But there's one coming after me, whose very shoes I'm not even worthy to reach down and unloose. He's going to baptize you with a fire and the Holy Ghost. Listen today, unless you're baptized with that fire, you ain't going where I'm going to. Listen today. And when he come down, John looked down beside the river there, and what did he say? Behold, the Lamb of God that take away the sin of the whole world. Listen, and Jesus come right up to him, and he did say, John, I need to be baptized. And John looked at him and said, not so. I need to be baptized of thee. But he said unto John, John, suffer it to be fit. So it behooves Moses to fulfill all righteousness. Do you think he took him out there? I sure do. And what did he do? He didn't just sprinkle him with a little water. He laid him all the way down and brought him back up. And boy, when he come up out of there, they heard a voice out of heaven. This is mine, beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him. And the Bible says that there was a little dove coming abode right up on his shoulder. And straightway the devil did carry him up into the high mountain. And after he'd been there for 40 days, he was hungry. Brother Junior, I can't go 2 or 3 days. I've got to have something to eat. But he was a hungered. And going on a little further now, let's skip away over after all things had been accomplished. He had his disciples out, and he was instructing them. And he began to say like this, my time is finished now. It's time for me to depart. And Peter began to say, where are you going? Where can you go that I can't go with you? And Jesus said, the way you know, and where I go you know. Peter said, no, Lord, wherever you go, even unto death, I'll follow you. But he looked at him and he said, Peter, the devil has desired you, and I prevented him. Listen, and when they got to the garden, they were weary on their journey. And Jesus said, now you stay right here just for a little while. I'm going to go over there, and I'm going to pray. Listen, and when he got over there, he got down and he began to pray. Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, but your will be done. Listen, and he come back, and them disciples, they were asleep.
Yes, they were, Brother Roger.
And he began to say, could you not watch just for 1 hour? And I believe the Bible says that he went back 3 times and come back. And when he come back the last time, I sleep on. It's finished now. Listen, today he come to this world to be sacrificed for our sins and iniquity. But after he'd been here 33 years, Brother Terry, he knew what it felt like to have pain. He knew what it felt like to be hungry. He said, the birds of the air, they have their nest. The foxes, they have holes. But the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Listen. And after he'd said these things, the Bible says that there, Judas had went out and sold him out for 30 pieces of silver. And he said, the one that I kiss, that's the one you're looking for. And when he come up to him, he give Jesus a kiss, and Jesus looked at him and he said, what have I to do with you? Listen, he knew who he was, Brother Junior. He was a devil from the start. But listen, and them men, they come out to take Jesus by force. But he said to them, all the days I've been with you, I've been among you, I've been in the temple, and you sought not after me. Why do you come out like a thief in the night to take me? And Peter drew out a sword, and he struck one of those soldiers, cut his ear right off. And Jesus just reached right down and got a hold of it, put it right back on his head, and he told Peter, you put a up that sword, listen, and when they took Jesus away, the disciples scattered out, and old Peter, he sneaked along behind. He wanted to find out what they were going to do, because he had told Peter before the cock crowed, you'll deny me three times. Listen, we deny him today. You can if you want to, but I'm going to stand up and let you know right now, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. Listen today. And they took him, Jesus, down in to the chamber. And when he got down there, Peter sneaked along. It must have been cold outside. They had a little fire built up. And Peter went and got there to warm himself by the fire. And one of them looked at him and he said, Peter, you're one of them. No, I'm not. Boy, you better watch out. Who and what you say. And listen, a little later on, another one come and said, why, yeah, you're one of them. No, I'm not. Listen today. And when the third time a little damsel came and said, you're one of them, your speech gives you away. And the Bible says that Peter cursed. And no, I'm not. And immediately the cock began to crow. Peter knew exactly what was going on then. Get out of the way just a minute. Thank the good Lord. Can't sing no more, Brother Junior, but I can holler a little bit. And when they had took Jesus and hung him on the cross, and after 6 hours that he hung there, the Bible says that the sky, she began to get black, just black as night. The veil was rent and torn from top to bottom. And Jesus looked up and he said, it's finished. Into thine hands I come in, my spirit. And the Bible says that he gave up the ghost and he died. Now there's a bunch of foolishness going around today that says that after he'd hung on that cross, he didn't die there, that he lived to be an old man. Foolishness. Foolishness. What that is. Says that Jesus was married and had children. Foolishness. Foolishness. You know what the Bible says about people like that? It says the blind lead the blind, and they're both going to fall in a ditch. Listen today, I'm trying to clean my hands today. The Bible says that if I fail to tell you the truth and tell you that you must be born again, your blood be required in my hands. So today I want to leave you without a doubt in your mind that Jesus is still standing with his arms outstretched,
yes, sir,
saying, come,
yes, sir,
come, let whosoever will come. Listen today, after Jesus arose out of the grave there, the Bible says that them sisters that morning, they run down there to the tomb real early. What was they going to do? Brother Fred, in that day, what they would do, they would take a special, precious ointment and anoint the bodies of them that were in the tomb. But when they got down there, one of them looked in, and he wasn't in there. The stone had already been rolled away. And listen, they got up from there. And there was a man out in the field a little way. And they supposed him to be the gardener. And she went and she said, where have you laid my Lord that I might go and anoint his body? And listen, when Jesus spoke unto her, she knew who he was. My Lord and my God. Brother Junior, when he spoke to you, did you have to ask somebody who it was? Listen, today the book says there he looked for him in the wind and he wasn't there. They looked for him in the fire and he wasn't there. But it was that little low, still voice that spoke to the man on the inside. That's the one that you need to listen to. So after he told Murray, he said, now you go and you tell the brethren, I'll shortly come to them. And when she went and told them that he had arisen, what did they say? Ain't no way. In my own words, he was dead. He didn't get up. But she said, he's not there. He has arisen. And the brethren, they was two of them, took off running down to the tomb. And when they got close, one of them didn't even stop. He run right on in. And what did he find on the inside? Why, the tomb. There was a man there dressed in long raiment, white raiment. And he began to say, why seek ye the living in the tombs of the dead? Man, he's not there. He didn't die an old man. He's alive, and he's alive forevermore. And because he lives, I get to live also. I'm going to go on just a little bit further. And the Bible says that there was one of the disciples wasn't there. And when they began to tell him, Thomas, we've seen him, he's alive. And Thomas began to say, nope, just like us, I ain't believing it. I didn't see it. I don't believe any word of that. But all at once, while they were in the building, the doors were shut, the windows was closed, and just all at once, there he was, right in the middle. What can contain him? Ain't nothing can contain this man called Jesus. And just all at once, there he was. And what did he begin to do? Thomas, 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 here I am. Come, put your finger in the hole of my hand. Come and thrust your hand into my side. And Thomas fell down. And he began to say, my Lord and my God. But what did Jesus say to him? Thomas, you believed because you seen. But blessed are they that do believe and have not yet seen. I've not seen him with my eyes, but I know he's there. I've not touched him with my hand, but I felt him all over me. Listen today, if he's not alive, what is this that's down inside of me causing me to get up and drive 100 miles to be with a group of people? Jesus, 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 he's the best thing that ever happened to me. Ain't so much coming, can't hardly get it out fast enough. The Bible says that after he arose, he walked here on earth for 40 days. Thank you, Lord. I didn't know if I could say a thing or not. But I thank God for what I can say. And after that Jesus had visited them, and they had all seen him, a day or so maybe after that, Peter began to look at their brethren and he said, I'm going fishing.
I'm going with you.
Brother John, there's been many a time that I've said, I'm going fishing. I tell on myself, the Bible says confession. It's good for the soul. My father-in-law, he loved fishing better than anybody I ever seen. And after we had joined the church, I went everywhere the doors was open Brother Terry, I was there. And he convinced me one weekend, he said, let's go fishing. And I said, all right, it won't hurt me to miss one weekend. And we took off and we went fishing. But you know what happened on Sunday morning when I got up? I went away down where I could be by myself. And I said, Lord, if you'll forgive me for this, you will not catch me out here on the creek banks no more on Sunday morning. I'll be in your house. And you know what? I've kept my promise. I've done what I promised the Lord I'd do. I'm still on Sunday morning. I'm doing my very best. I might not be the biggest dog in the show, but I've got a loud voice and I can bark pretty loud. Listen today. But Peter said, I'm going to go fishing. And some of the apostles, they said, well, we'll just go with you. Listen. And when they had toiled all night long, Brother Jennings, they did. They worked all night and didn't catch anything. But you know what? The next morning they looked out and they saw somebody on the bank. And they didn't know who it was to begin with. And he called out, have you got any meat? And they began to say, no, we've worked all night. They were pulling in their nets. Ain't no fear. Ain't no sense fishing if you're not catching nothing. Listen, that's a very hard trip. But they, no, we ain't got none. And Jesus said, well, cast your net over on the right side. Well, they ain't no need in it. We worked all night. But because you say so, we'll throw the net back out. And they throwed it out and they began to try to drag it in. And the Bible says their nets began to break because the catch was so great. And they called out to the boats that were around them there. And they come and help us. And when Peter realized who it was, and the Bible says that he was naked, and he grabbed his coat, and he thrust it around him, and he jumped in. Listen, here's what I'm trying to get to. If you're hungry, he'll feed you. If you're thirsty, he'll give you to drink. If you're lonely and in trouble, he's the best friend that you ever had. And listen, when they got up to the bank, he'd already made a little fire and had some fish on it. Come and dine, boys. The meal's ready. This, I'm going to say this and I'll hush. If you're hungry, he said, come, taste of me, see that I'm good. If you're thirsty, ask of me a drink, and I'll give you a drink of water, spring up into a great well, that you'll never thirst again. Yeah, I thirst after this water here real bad. Real bad diabetic, and I drink a lot of water. But he wasn't talking about that water. He said, I'll give you a well of water springing up under everlasting life. If you want to go to heaven, get up and move. I've never seen what heaven looks like. I've read about it. Man, and it makes me want to go. I've read about what it's going to be like when we get there. Man, I want to go. But you know, I don't want to go because mommy's over there, not because daddy's over there, grandpa, but there's a man sitting on a white throne, and he's sitting there, and he's saying, them's mine down there. You give them to me, and I've kept every one of them. I got them right here. And what I want to hear him say, 1957, my family gave me the name of Roger. I have no idea where they come up with it from. I've hunted and hunted. There's never been a Roger in our family. But that's all right. In 1979, I got another name. And when he looks in the book and he calls that name, you will not answer for me, and I'll not answer for you. I'll answer for myself. Then I get to lay that crown right down at his feet. We're going to sing a song that we ain't never sung before. We get to tell the angels, move over. It's our turn now. We get to sing for a while. And all through eternity, we're going to be able to praise him be with him. He said he'd be our God and we'd be his people. You want to be a part of this crazy bunch? Some people say I'm crazy. That's all right. You want to be with this peculiar bunch? Peculiar bunch. You want to be a part of this peculiar bunch? Come and tell us the good things that God has done for you. That's the best part that I can tell you about. Bless God. I'm glad that I've been here today. I hope that if you've never called on him, today'd be a real good day to start.